The Washington Examiner reports that the result of the ICE raids last week was 680 illegal aliens detained. That's a minuscule part of the 950,062 who are not just here illegally, but have already been adjudicated and received deportation orders. How minuscule? 0.07157%, not even a tenth of a percent. If the media is going to portray the nation to be in convulsion and local protest break out when a statistically non-significant group of illegal aliens, each of whom has received due process, by the way, is arrested, can you imagine how they'd react to arrests and deportations of even 1 or 2% of just those already ordered deported by immigration courts? The lesson to learn is that the wise route is to seriously clamp down on illegal entry into the country. The Trump administration and congressional Republicans should, on the immigration issue, focus upon quickly closing off methods through which people get into the country and remain illegally. This includes physical border security, but it also includes our visa programs, which are so easily cheated by people remaining after their visa expires. Stop the illegal inflow and use internal resources to prevent visa overstays. Whatever political pushback or cost there is to pay for real border security, it will be minimal compared to the political cost of rounding up large numbers of human beings in raids. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.